This is JIS News. Coming up, Agriculture Ministry signs financial agreement with the EU. Child Development Agency urges vigilance against child abuse. And Education Minister wants consensus on proposed Jamaica Teaching Council. The details after this message.
In observance of World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse, the Child Development Agency presents Bless the Children, a prayer vigil in concert, Mandela Park, Halfway Tree, November 19 at 5 p.m. featuring Jermaine Edwards, Kevin Downswell, Karen Ennis, and many more. Admission is free. Come be part of the fellowship, a Youth Month event.
A message from the Child Development Agency, an executive agency under the Ministry of Youth and Culture.
Now the news. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has signed an agreement with the European Union, the EU, valued at just under 2 million euros. The contract is one of two to be signed under the EU-funded Jamaica Banana Accompanying Measures program. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark says the agreement serves to strengthen the government's efforts to sustain and improve the banana sector.
This program will be implemented over a period of 48 months in the banana-growing parishes of St. Thomas, St. Catherine, Clarendon, St. James, Portland, and St. Mary, and forms part of government's poverty eradication strategy by increasing the ability of small farmers to increase their production and productivity.
Minister Clark was speaking at the signing ceremony Tuesday. He says the initiative is expected to benefit 1,400 banana and planting farmers who are members of the All Ireland Banana Growers Association. The Child Development Agency, the CDA, is appealing to parents and guardians to implement measures to safeguard their children from abuse. Acting Chief Executive Officer of the CDA, Rosalie Gage Gray, says parents should have discussions with their children, informing them of what to do when touched inappropriately.
And the host there will tell you the amount of cases that they get. And usually when it's reported, it's late. We want to get to the children early. We want people to believe the children when they speak. We want them to give the children the benefit of the doubt and do verify and check all the complaints that the children would have given.
Mrs. Gage Gray was speaking in an interview with JIS News on plans for the November 19 observance of World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse. A prayer vigil and concert dubbed Bless the Children will be staged to mark the observance. The event is aimed at fostering awareness and encouraging members of the society to better protect children. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is reiterating that the government is committed to ensuring consensus on the proposed Jamaica Teaching Council before steps are taken to pass legislation entrenching the organization. He says the education ministry continues to invite the views of all stakeholders in the sector, particularly teachers, as it seeks to establish standards of professional conduct for the teaching profession.
We are committed and have expended the time and will expend more time, as much as is necessary, for the process of consultation and broad acceptance among all stakeholders. This is an issue which is far too important for any kind of divisiveness.
The education minister was speaking at the LASCO Ministry of Education Teacher and Principal of the Year Awards ceremony Tuesday. The proposed Jamaica Teaching Council will have responsibility for the enactment and maintenance of professional standards in teaching and the professional status of teachers. And Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton is assuring that several pieces of legislation are forthcoming that will allow for smoother business transactions in Jamaica. Among these is a security interest in personal property bill intended to transform the financial landscape.
It will have the effect of making legal and formal other forms of collateral, movables like inventory, intellectual property, number of areas, you know, that are now part of the accepted collateral systems. A collateral registry will be developed before the year is out that will help businesses, particularly banks and those with resources, to lend, to do so more efficiently and cost effectively.
Minister Hilton was addressing a JIS think tank session Tuesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.